Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
You know, just when you thought you hit maximum stupid, honestly, just when you thought the stupid couldn't get any worse, there's an American out there toting a sign. And according to protesters in Texas and Austin, the bar association people are protesting the governor's closing down of the bars. So you've now got people out there protesting the governor's decision because Texas is exploding with coronavirus cases right now. But evidently, according to these protesters, Bar Lives Matter, obviously trying to take off on the Black Lives Matter movement. And look, they believe that the movement should be saving people's spirits. You know, the alcohol, not making them feel better. One guy, he actually had a T-shirt that said, nightclubs ain't the problem, y'all. Yeah, they kind of are, because that's where people come to congregate, and that's where it spreads. This is where you get those super spreader events, which is why bars and gyms and these places are being closed down. Makes sense to me. Seems like fairly common sense. If you don't want it to explode, do something about it. And I looked to Las Vegas, where the Culinary Union has filed a lawsuit against the casino owners who are, you know, swinging the doors wide open, want to go back to business as usual. And they're filing this lawsuit, in my opinion, to protect their members and the working public there. That's why I've asked Gioconda Arguello Klein to come talk with us. She's the secretary treasurer of the Culinary Workers Union there. They represent 60,000 workers in Nevada. The people who are the care workers, the people who serve your drinks, clean your rooms, do all of the things that make the Las Vegas experience what it is. Gio, thanks for taking time for us.
Thank you for inviting us.
So walk me through, what's this lawsuit?
The situation we have in Las Vegas, you know, before we have the reopening, we've been very concerned about the health and safety of the all workers, because it's not only the workers and their family. And we have a lot of casinos in Nevada, and we send the health and safety guideline to the gaming control board to protect all the hospitality workers here in Las Vegas. You know, we have this health safety guideline. We wanna have mandatory requirement before they have they open in the casinos. We send them to the gaming control board. We to the Clark County Commission. To the governor, know exactly why we've been very vocal, because we've been very, very concerned about the situation before the workers they going back to work. And now we're facing, we've been in that way for. From before the opening, but now we are at the ending of June. And June 4, they open the casinos. And from June 4 and now, you know, when people know us wearing masks, people come to Las Vegas, and that's great. We want people come to Las Vegas. And it's so great to people back to work, but people want to go back to work safe. And this health safety guideline was a protection for them. First thing, prevention. You know, we want to have a mandatory test for all the workers. We want to have check temperatures when people coming and go, to social distance, have a PPE protection, you know, mask and everything, where it will protect the worker when they going to work, and have deep cleaning and room daily cleaning every single day, and have an enforcement. This situation have requirement where it had to be enforced. And we did this, you know, and now we have situation where the workers, they've been explaining to exactly what happened inside. And we did a lawsuit against three companies. And we have one is the signature NGN Grand, and the another one is about Saddle's restaurant at the Bellagio, what is the NGN Resorts, and Guy Fieri restaurant at the Isla de Jarras. It's from the Caesar Entertainment, because we saw and these allegations, we have the rules and process they've been having in the company right now. They have an hazardous condition for these workers. You know, one of the things is they put rules and process where the COVID-19, they can spread more if that happened, and not shut down the areas where they found, the working areas where they found somebody positive, and right away they had to shut down that and completely clean it up without keeping open. That's really bad for the workers.
Right.
And the failure, to tracing what workers was right there with the worker who was positive, and explaining to the workers when somebody, was positive among the co-workers, you don't need to identify, but they say this person has been positive, and we have one who they have to explain it to the co-workers. And one of the things is they've been given false information, how the COVID spread, and what is the symptoms. And what we see is a completely hazardous condition right now in these allegations. And that's a violation for our collective bargaining contract. And that's why we had this lawsuit.
No, it's important because, look, you know, at the end of the day, I view these companies, they just want to go back to business as usual. They want the profits to keep rolling in, and the workers be damned. They get sick. It's just, well, bring on the next group of workers that are disposable and exploitable, which is why I think it's so important that worker organizations like yours, the Culinary Union, step forward and demand better treatment. Because if you guys aren't going to do it, there's really nobody else out there that's going to protect them, especially not the Trump administration and this Department of Labor.
Yeah, we feel very disappointing right now because, you know, we have leaders in the state too, where they are right now. The gaming control board is really tough when it's about gaming. The Clark County Commission, they oversee the strip. And when they oversee the strip, they don't have to see only the employers. They have to see the people they coming inside to work every day, because they expose not only the workers, their families, and the community too. And people sharing residence, a lot of times you see that. They expose all these people. And right now, we have workers with these allegations saying, this is a very... how I can say to you, these allegations right now, we had the lawsuit, but are we going to keep, continue to getting statements, evidence, everything? Because you know what, COVID is a very serious virus. People can get really, really sick, and the recovery of your body is not the most, could be very slow, and can be too, people can die. And we already have, 19 members and families of the Culinary Union. They pass away.
So you guys, I thought, did a really good job at the beginning of saying, if we're going to reopen, these are the parameters at which we think, have to be met before our members will come back. And as you said, testing was a part of it, personal protective equipment, a big part of it, social distancing, a big part of it, all of the common sense things that need to be done. So just so I'm clear, you're saying that that's not happening right now in the casinos, and your members are at risk. That's what I'm hearing, right?
What we're saying is we have allegations, where they are serious, because they have process. They put some rules and process where they put in the workers in a hazardous condition. When you are not tracing the cases of COVID, or when you not communicate who been positive with COVID, or you're not cleaning the place right away and shutting down the area, the workers, they feel very stressful now to go when they go into work. Every morning, people, they not thinking in their cell phone, they thinking in their families. Okay, I'm going to go work, and then if I get sick, I'm gonna come back home, and I'm gonna pass this to my family. And some people, they have very difficult situation, you know, they living with their grandparents and their great parents, they older, or they have a person with a very vulnerable immune system. You know, somebody with a cancer treatment at home, all that kind of situation you have in life. And right now, going to work is very difficult for them.
Yeah, but let me ask you this, because obviously you represent restaurant workers and bar workers and service industry workers who, you know, are at the lower end of the pay scale. These are the people who, you know, they're the ones who are living hand to mouth, paycheck to paycheck. Maybe not your members particularly, but the industry as a whole. What should we be doing for that industry? I've said that, you know, if we're shutting them down, we should be paying them and continuing the additional $600 that was allocated to keep people home, keep people able to support their families, and keep people safe. And then, you know, we quash this thing and do it in a really stringent way so that we do quash it, that we don't have to keep coming back after this and have these predictable, you know, the surges like we're having now. I'm curious, where do you find yourself and what's your union advocating for?
You know, we're supporting to extend them the benefit for the people that don't come back to work yet. And one of the situations we have with the unemployment is if you have a vulnerable person in your home with sick, and then you don't go back to work, you will lose your unemployment and they offer the job to you.
Right.
And all that kind of things, it's a lot of pressure and stress for families right now. And what we're asking is the leadership, you know, really take care of everybody's right now, because people vote for leaders, you know, and the leaders, they are in tough situations right now, but they have to balance, you know, profits, revenues, in people's life, because when you're losing your mother or your father, nobody can replace that. And you know, you have young people, maybe somebody in the late 40s and have 3 kids, and you don't want to lose you know, you don't want to lose anybody older or young, but you don't want to lose anybody lower, somebody you love in your family.
Most certainly.
And right now, this is a very difficult situation for everybody.
Yeah, but you know, this is why I said from the beginning, we should give workers a true choice. A true choice of staying home, staying on unemployment, protecting themselves, or returning to the workplace if they so choose, and give them a real choice and not force them, as you've pointed out, that once the employer says come back to work, they're left with no alternative but to return to work or get nothing. I say give them a true choice. And look, if employers want those employees to come back, they've got to make those conditions safer and they've got to compensate them fairly. It seems like the right thing to do in this moment.
The right thing to do in this moment is, if you have the jobs and this opening, and is to have health safety guideline where they had to be mandatory by the state, to be sure not only union workers gonna be protected, you know, to be sure all the hospitality workers, all workers, they be protected, you know, have, when you're going to work and you have prevention, protection, and you're gonna be sure they're gonna deep cleaning the place, room daily cleaning, to, you know, and have an enforcement for all these requirements. It's different because you feel like okay, the states had to push this situation to all the employers and all the companies in all the hospitality industry. And right now, you know, this is a situation where people facing every day right now. You know, you have families for 3 or 4, or you have family for 5 or more, and we have to figure out. Now, you know, the culinary union, we represent the majority of the people we represent. We have a large immigrant group. You know, we represent 184 countries, but majority of them Latinos. And African American is one of the large group we have too. And the 43% of the Latinos, they've been getting the COVID. And then we had to figure out how the state looking all this and make the changes we need for people go inside to work in different way.
Right. And by bringing that up and looking at our minority communities, who we know statistically are underinsured. So if they get sick, they don't have the ability to go see a doctor. And, you know, this is almost a death sentence right from the start. By making sure that they don't have the coverage they need. And this, again, is another conversation on why I believe we need to have national health insurance.
You know, we have our health insurance. The Culinary Union members have their health insurance. But we believe, you know, people had to be taken care. Right now, this is a crisis. And this, if we have health safety guidelines in the state, and people feel more secure to go there. And we have, right now, that's we had to file this lawsuit because we have allegations when it's a really situation for the workers inside, all right. These allegations.
So where do you see this going? Last line of questioning I've got for you, because, you know, ultimately we want to make sure that workers are safe. Look, my daughter works in the restaurant industry. The horror stories that she's telling me of customers not wearing masks, you know, saying it's a big hoax and deliberately doing things to show that they're so much better than this mask wearing, social distancing concern. Where are you hoping this lawsuit goes? I mean, is there a moment where society wakes up and you know, these idiots walking around with Bar Lives Matter signs and not wearing masks and complaining and whining? Does that come to an end? Where do you see this going?
Well, this lawsuit is, we have a responsibility. We have a bargaining contract, you know, and if it's a violation to the bargaining agreement for us, we had to go for the lawsuit because we represent these members, and behind every member is a families, and these allegations, they are really serious. We had to go for that.
No, and good stuff. And but here's the reality. The sad reality is you know, unions represent a very small portion of the hospitality industry, which for me, this moment should be a wake-up call for all of those workers to say, now's the time we need to be joining and forming unions at a historic high number so that we get some protections in this moment. And I hope folks will take a look at your website, culinaryunion.org, and maybe, you know, look into joining and forming unions in their workplace. Gio, I appreciate you taking some time for us. I wish the best for you and your members.
Thank you so much for inviting us. Thank you so much for inviting us.
Good stuff. Thank you so much, Gio. But this is, again, you know, this is what I said is one of these moments where we're in this situation where workers are almost powerless. And this is where I'm hoping the Democratic Party's listening. I'm hoping leaders are listening to get workers more power and to make laws that are going to protect them. Because I'll tell you, right now, it's not there. I'd love to hear your thoughts, though. What's it like in your workplace? Do you feel safe on the job? Email me, rick@thericksmithshow.com. Love to hear it. Quick break. Right back. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
The Rick Smith Show. Where working people come to talk.